Welcome to the Summit Church Sermon of the Week. For more information about this podcast and other resources, please visit summitsanmarcos.com.
Before I left, I was preaching on forgiveness, and I wanted to just throw a little bit on top of that one. I felt like there was a really powerful passage. I mean, you know, we're living in a day where unlimited is really good, you know, unlimited data, unlimited minutes, you know, unlimited refills, you know, unlimited, you just name it, unlimited. Everybody wants unlimited. But how about when it comes to forgiveness? We want unlimited forgiveness. We don't want God to ever limit the forgiveness we receive. But how about in the giving? Does our forgiveness have limits? Are you with me? I love Max Lucado. He's one of my favorite authors and beautiful wordsmith. Man, his skills are just incredible. But he tells this whole story of this guy who was after him, and he kind of sets it up like it's a hitman. He says he's not a hitman. You know, his tools are, he was actually a bill collector, you know, how he comes after people that owe some money. And but then in the end, he says, can you imagine spending your days like that, you know, harassing people and just like, you owe me money. I get it that we need to have them in life. So if you are a bill collector, I still love you. But in that, everybody's like, yeah, yeah. Well, all of us in some ways can relate to that because somebody has owed you a debt at one time and you wanted them to pay their debt. Maybe it's a family member, a boss, you know, a spouse, or somebody. Somebody owes you an apology. Somebody owes you a thank you. Somebody owes you recognition. Somebody owes you something that we take in and we go, this wasn't right, and they owe me, and I feel ripped off. I feel like this is unjust. Are you with me? If you were abused, you really have that. That was probably my biggest challenge when I was born again because I was abused as a child. So I had a chip on my shoulder that, you know, if someone messed with me, it's like, you're not going to owe me anything. You know what I mean? So I needed to learn love and forgiveness because that was really important to me that nobody took advantage of me. Are you with me? But that's the story of forgiveness, is that God tells us to have unlimited forgiveness. Jesus talks about how we're to love our enemies, said some statements that we'll be working on until Jesus comes. And in Matthew chapter 18, he has a conversation with Peter, and Peter says, how many times do I have to forgive? You know, seven times? And then Jesus comes back, Matthew 18, verse 23, or 22, and Jesus tells Peter, he says, not seven, but 70 times seven. Well, then you could count that up and say, okay, well, that's, you know, like 400 times or something, in 400 something times. No, what that was a saying of the day that actually meant 70 times seven. What it really meant was completely forgive them all the time. What Jesus was saying is you don't need to put any limits on your forgiveness. And that's what I wanted to share with you today is just briefly is unlimited forgiveness. So Jesus said this. I love the Passion Translation, how they put it in verse 23 of Matthew 18. He said, the lessons of forgiveness in heaven's kingdom realm can be illustrated like this. And he goes on to tell the story of a king and how somebody owed a lot of money to the king. The king brought him in and said, basically, I'm going to take your life, your wife, your family, everything you have, lock you up. He pleaded and he forgave this man. Be like a governing official. You couldn't really borrow that if you were just anyone. This was a lot of money. So this was probably a man of high responsibility he's referring to, somebody high up that was given quite a large sum, but the king forgave him. Then he left, found someone who owed him a lower amount, you know, mistreated him, threw him down, had him put in prison, and then his associate said, do you see what just happened? So the king was furious, told him, you scoundrel, I had mercy on you and you didn't have mercy. And in this whole illustration on forgiveness, there's some lessons there. I just want to give you a couple takeaways that we can take away that Jesus is saying, if this is the lessons on forgiveness, if this is kingdom forgiveness, then we need to learn these because this is what Jesus said. So in this passage, just to summarize a couple of the points, he goes on to talk about how in the same way my Heavenly Father will deal with you if you do not release forgiveness from your heart towards your fellow believer. So this really is a heart issue that we need to get past our own issues of our heart that we can forgive people from the heart, not just with our mouth. We had 10 kids in our family. We'd get in a fight, be like, forgive your brother. And just to please mom, we'd be like, you know, I'm sorry. I forgive you. She'd turn around and we'd be like, I'm going to punch you when mom's not around. You know, I mean, we were just boys. We had 7 boys and 3 girls. Stuff happened. You know what I'm saying? That really wasn't forgiving someone from their heart. That was just getting busted and going through the motions. And sometimes even as Christians, we go through the motions. You did this, I forgive you. But in your heart, you resent them. You don't want to hang out with that person. You don't like the person. Are you with me? Now, Bible tells us we're to love everyone. We're not supposed to trust. So if somebody breaks trust, you don't have to re-put your trust in someone who abuses and constantly does something. But we need to love people and make sure our heart is clean and pure. And I can have a clean, pure heart and still not want to trust someone because I don't need them to step on that. But a lot of times we can harbor things in our hearts that we don't even know are in our hearts. And that's not good. So he challenges us to possess, not only receive unlimited forgiveness. That means he forgives you for everything you did, even the worst things imaginable in your mind. He forgives you for all of those, but then he challenges us in relationships. And I really believe this is the challenge of relationships, is can we walk in forgiveness? Sometimes as you get older, you age, your patience is reduced, but we need to instead, and basically the principle is like this: as you age, your passions increase with age. Good or evil, your passions increase. So if you have a passion for goodness and a passion for love and a passion for forgiveness, you'll be more loving and more goodness will come out of your life. But if you ignore those things and don't sow into them, and then you could become progressively a little bit more crabby. Let's just leave it at that and move on. So we don't want to be those people. We want to age gracefully. But in relationships, offenses come. Say, offenses come. There's nothing you're going to do. Jesus said, you know, storms come. If you get born again and someone tries to tell you that Christianity, they'll never have any problems, that's not true. Jesus said, you know, that talked about building your foundation on Christ, and he's that solid rock in which we build. But storms do come. Somebody called a minister and was asking him a question. They actually woke him up from his sleep, and then they asked him, what about these hurricanes and all these people who just died? Like, why would God do this to him? And he basically, he's like, help me, Jesus. I just woke up. I can't believe I answered my phone. And I'm on a talk radio show right now having to answer this question. But he just had it dropped in, and he just said, God never said storms wouldn't come. Storms of life will come. But if we build our lives on Jesus Christ, we make it through those storms. Are you with me? You're going to be challenged. You're going to have offenses. You know, spouses, bosses, coworkers, all in every way, offenses will come, but we're those that he expects us to receive unlimited forgiveness and to give unlimited forgiveness. And this is one of the hardest challenges that we have. And in this story, I thought this was interesting, and there's a ton of walkaways I have here, but I'm only going to give you a few. And just to take away, one of those is that he says in the story, he says that the king had him put in prison so that the prison guards would have torture him, torment him. Can I just ask you, what is prison in the kingdom and what is torment and tortures? It's hell. Hello, somebody. And it's demons, it's demonic powers that torment people in hell. People either have everlasting life in heaven or you have everlasting torment in hell by tortures. So I believe that even as people have embraced unforgiveness on earth, they can be tormented by spirits, have night terrors, have spirits of infirmity. There's all kinds of things that happen through unforgiveness. And when we have unforgiveness, there's certain doors that sickness comes into a life because people have held on to it. I call them hooks. I believe when you're praying for somebody and they're not healed, a lot of times you can ask, hey, is there someone you need to forgive? Or you get in your mind, hey, do you need to forgive so-and-so? Ah, I can't believe I still have this. And then they forgive them and then they get healed. Why was the sickness holding on? Unforgiveness. The hindrances in marriages? Unforgiveness. Huh? If you like talking under your breath about your spouse and then you think you're going to just flow into this beautiful relationship, it's hindered. If you think your prayer life's going to be awesome if you have unforgiveness, uh-uh. So the Bible tells us that unforgiveness is powerful. And so number one, goodness and forgiveness. Jesus said, why don't you show mercy the same way that I showed you? This was the illustration. So we need to show it the way God showed it. So if we're not reflecting Christ when it comes to forgiving people, we need to be more like Christ. You say, I'm not good at that. I wasn't good at it. We just try to do like he did. Are you with me? One of the greatest passages I ever saw was when Jesus looked at Judas and said, friend, I'd have been like, you dog, you dirty dog. You know what I mean? You low down dirty dog. You know what I mean? But Jesus said, friend, and he just proved that even though he betrayed him and the ultimate betrayal of all to sell Jesus out, Jesus was like, you're just being a puppet of the devil inside. There's still somebody I'm calling out to that friend. He looked past that, and what a great example. So, and he tells us that we should show mercy. I like the illustration. Someone said unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping someone else will die. It's like, yeah, I hate you. And you drink it and you go, I hope you're going to die. And then you get all bitter and you wonder why they're not dying. And you're the one who's bitter. regrets. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison. It's crazy. Billy Graham said, man has two great spiritual needs. One is forgiveness and the other is goodness. We need to let the goodness of God flow through us. And number two is prayer and forgiveness. As I was sharing, he said that each of us, that so my Heavenly Father will do to you if each of you from his heart doesn't forgive his brother. So we need to like pray daily. And we talked about this when I did before I left for Africa, I did this Matthew 6 sermon on forgiveness. Write in, pray, this is how you're to pray daily. In there, Father, forgive us our sins, forgive us our debts, as we forgive others. So daily we're to pray, and daily forgiveness has to be part of our prayers. And I believe that if we're praying, that as we pray forgiveness and practice forgiveness, prayer is kind of like the releasing the river. And when you pray, you're like sending forgiveness downstream. Towards people, so that when you meet them in public, it'll already be forgiven. You can send it through prayer. D.L. Moody said, "I firmly believe a great many of prayers are not answered because we're not willing to forgive somebody." And number three is resentment and forgiveness. Obviously, if we don't and we hold on to unforgiveness, that resentment comes. And the servant obviously had some resentment because he was forgiven tons of money, and then when he sees somebody, he's like, I didn't have money to give to this guy, and I almost had my wife and my life and everything I have taken away. So he goes crazy on this guy, but that was resentment in his heart. So he was shown mercy, but then we need to release mercy. So release it and forgive people. Chesterton said this, to love means loving the unlovable. To forgive means pardoning the unpardonable. Don't make statements like, I can forgive everything except if this happened. Don't do those things. Break those word curses over yourself. Stop limiting yourself to say, I can forgive everything but this. You'll probably be tested. It's like saying, God, give me patience. You're going to have trials. That's how you get patience. Not a real intelligent thing to do unless you want to face trials. It's great, you know, working out. You break muscles down so you get stronger. When you pray for patience, you're going to have trials so that you can come out stronger. Just giving you a little key. But anyway, so as we wrap this thing, you know, this one lady said it this way. She said, a Christian will find that it's cheaper to pardon than to resent. Forgiveness saves the expense of anger, the cost of hatred, and you get the picture. It's like, why are we wasting our life with those things? Jesus showed us the better way, and that's the kingdom way. Will you stand to your feet with me? Father, I just pray right now that you'd release forgiveness in our lives. If there's anything in your life, I just want you just to tell him right now, just forgive me, Father, forgive me. Because of what Jesus did, you can ask for forgiveness, not based on what you did. If I looked at what I did, there's no way I could have believed God would forgive me. But based on what Jesus did, you get to ask for forgiveness. So I want you just to ask him right now and just say, Father, forgive me. Everyone say, Father, forgive me. And if there's anything that comes to mind, just submit it at the foot of the cross. Just say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me because of the blood of Jesus, because of the cross of Christ, I get to walk in that forgiveness. So I pray you receive it right now and just say, I receive forgiveness for my sins. Just talk to him. Just say, because I believe in the gospel. Two people said that. Just say, I believe in the gospel. Thank you for those two. You're so supportive. No, I know we're ending here. And I just joke around, and that's just the way I do things. So, but really, you know, the Bible tells us that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So I just pray right now that God's cleansing would wash over you. Would you just receive that? That he would wash over you, all your sins. All your sins are forgiven. When you say, forgive me, there's no way I could have list every single sin that I ever committed. Like Paul said he was the chief of sinners. I think I was the chief of the chiefs of sinners. I just needed the blood of Jesus to wipe away all my sins. And that's sufficient. And his blood is more powerful than any sin. And God sent it so that you could walk in freedom and liberty. And so that you could give that to others. So I pray that you'd have an overflow of forgiveness. And that you'd release it to those who've hurt you. I pray, God, that you would just release it in their lives. And I want you just right now, just release it. If somebody abused you, if somebody hurt you, someone betrayed you, if, you know, whoever that was, you know, if there's something that just you thought of during this message, just say, I just release them now because of the cross of Christ. Sometimes people have a difficulty, and I just say, if you just picture the cross between you and that person, it's not that hard to forgive. If you just see Jesus' pain, Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus' blood going down his body on that cross, it's not hard for me to forgive someone else. When I realize that it's because of his blood that I was, it's because of his death that I was received forgiveness, and now I release forgiveness. So I just bless you. I pray you'd have an awesome week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Be sure to visit summitsanmarcos.com for other exciting content from Summit Church.